Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. I have a few more days here in Mexico. Four more days? Oh my gosh, the days just keep going. Four and a half days, 4 days, something like that. Oh, they go so fast. But today I want to share a little story with you because this morning I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and when I first went to Mexico, I went down there for, it was only for a month. The first week I was by myself. Second week, my friend Mary came. The third week, my friend Kelsey came, and Kelsey ended up staying. And so Kelsey stayed when I went back to Oregon, and I was like so depressed being back in Oregon in November. It was like 18 degrees or whatever. I just left the 90 degree weather. And so I went back, and Kelsey's part of the reason I went back to Mexico. And by the end of 2020, Kelsey and I both were in relationships with Mexican guys. And we met this other female friend that was one of the only other foreigners that was in ZWA at the time. And unfortunately, all those relationships ended up being toxic in their own ways. There's a lot of emotional immaturity in Latin culture. Well, I mean, in a lot of guys and a lot of women, and it kind of runs rampant, right? So we're kind of at this ascension point. Well, these guys, in various ways, the relationships just didn't work out. Kelsey and I moved on from our relationships, but our other friend, she stayed, and she ended up, she has a child with him now and all this. So she's an extremely talented website designer, and we are working on a project with one of my clients. And she's been trying to get independent from this relationship for a while, and she finally has an apartment that's leased in her name. Her car's in her name. She's doing pretty good, but he's supposed to watch their baby in the mornings for 2 hours so she can work. And she said to me this morning, she's like, "Oh, well, he threw a big fit, and now he's not going to watch her, so I have to find a new nanny." And I'm just like, this guy, they're not really dating anymore, but this is like their agreement, and he's slightly narcissistic anyway. So I said something to her. I ranted because I was just like, oh my God, this freaking guy, like, he has the most beautiful daughter. Like, if I wanted to have kids, I would want to have a daughter look like theirs, like super, like the perfect shade of like tan skin, blue eyes, blonde hair, so freaking beautiful. And he just creates so much drama in her life that the minute she has something good where she's like got this job and like we're working together, we're making this thing happen, and then he just comes in and he's like, "Nope, I'm gonna tear you down any way I can," whether it be verbally assaulting you, like, yeah, like making it so you don't have time for yourself because I'm not gonna watch the kid, like, even I was just mad. So I ranted at her. I was like, "Girl, like, when are you going to stop tolerating this? When is enough going to be enough and you're not lying?" I was just like, oh, if I was in this position, I made the mistake of putting myself in her place and saying that verbally. And so she got upset and she's like, "You know, I don't understand why all of my friends, they don't understand." And, you know, like all these things. I was like, "Girl." And I got really upset because I have been with her through this whole journey trying to support her. Like, abusive relationships, especially when it involves pregnancy and a child, like, is super sensitive. She's in a foreign country. Like, I've always tried to put myself in a place where it's like not judging. Like, I understand that this healing part is a journey. Like, I'm there to support any way I can. But it's gotten to the point where it breaks my heart. And so when I said this and she got upset, I just started crying this morning. I was so upset. And one of the things she said was, she's like, "You know, when you're going through abuse and you have other women coming to you and saying, 'Well, why don't you just leave? Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave earlier?'" And she said, "It's so interesting how it comes from women who have also experienced abusive relationships." And she said, one of her friends had said, she'd been through the same thing with a child, Mexican guy. And she said, "Well, you didn't leave. You didn't leave." And I said to her, I said, look, when another woman has been in an abusive relationship and they trying to give advice to another woman, it's because all advice is projection. We're always projecting our own inner dialogue and from our own experiences and our own judgments when we give advice to someone else. And so when I say to you, you're tolerating it, what I'm saying is that I tolerated it. And if I could go back to my past self in those abusive situations, I would say to myself, hey girl, you're freaking tolerating this shit. Stop tolerating it and all your problems will be solved. Because the minute I stopped tolerating it and walked away instead of tolerating it, my life got better. And so that's why that's the advice I give, even though it's not what you want to hear, but I'm giving it to you because that's what helped me. But I think, I said to her, the same thing with your other friend. She is projecting that onto you because she's saying to herself, her past self, which is basically you right now, I didn't just leave. I should have just left. Hindsight's 20/20. It's really easy to say that now. But when you're in the mix of it, it's really hard to come to that conclusion. So part of what she had said back to me was, well, women don't know how to communicate these things and be there for each other. And I said, you're right, because it's hard to inspire the message we want to inspire. And so I took some time and really thought about this. And I said, I came up with, if you're talking to a friend that's in a bad spot and you can relate to it because you've been through the same thing, you should say, you know, if I could go back and give myself advice with what I know now, give my younger self the advice, I would say, and then whatever the advice would be. And that's the advice I'd give you now too. And let that sink in for them. So for my friend, you know, what I should have said is, hey, when I was going through this shit, you know, if I could go back and give myself advice based on what I know now, coming out the other side of this, I would tell myself to just stop tolerating it. And once you stop tolerating it, all the problems will be fixed. It's going to be hard. It's going to suck. It's going to feel, you're going to feel guilty and feel like an evil person, all these things. But that's ultimately what helped me. And for you right now, talking to you, being in front of me, that would be the advice I'd give you too, because that's the same advice I'd give my younger self. And that way you're doing it in a way where you're not like, it doesn't come across as judgmental because you're reflecting it back on yourself, but you're actually saying it in a way that's a reflection. And that's how I should have said it, but it came across as like, oh, I just wouldn't tolerate that anymore. And it's because my past self, I tolerated it and I shouldn't have. Oh, my pizza's ready. Last night I went to see some live music and it ended at 9:30. But I left a song early because the pizza place closes at 10. And I had I put a blanket on the tailgate of my truck and I had a little pizza date by myself and it was lovely. But now I'm eating the leftovers for lunch and it's going to be delicious. A truffle shuffle pizza from Double Mountain. Oh, so good. Made with truffle oil and truffle mushrooms. Delicious. So I'm going to go eat lunch and I hope these words of wisdom help you and a friend in the future, because this is always just a learning journey.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.